The following is an exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers and the National Football League. The 2012 season has come down to the Final Four. Four more opportunities for the Panthers to move forward and win. More injuries mean more roster changes and a chance for the young guns to make an impact. Play 60, a super school celebrates with the Panthers. This is the Carolina Panthers Television Network, and you've stepped into the huddle. The Panthers Huddle with Ron Rivera.
The next 4 weeks are an important time for the Carolina Panthers. Every game, the goal is to improve and build positive momentum going into the offseason. Now, more injuries to frontline players will give a growing number of young guys a chance to step in and make an impact. Rookies, first and second year players need to lead this team down the stretch. And none of these players is more important than the team's second year quarterback, Cam Newton.
You know, just going to have to continuously to find something to motivate us to keep us going. Personally, we still have a chance to surpass the wins that we had last year. That's something that we got to look for. And, you know, just something as small as that just to keep us going.
Hello and welcome into the Panthers Huddle. My name is Mick Mixon. With me, the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, Ron Rivera. Coaches, we transition now into the final month of the regular season. What are your expectations for your team?
Well, expectations is play better, win some football games. You know, the hard thing and the thing that's really been tough on us this year, Mick, is we've done some really good things. We've shown some improvement. We've gotten better in a lot of areas. We don't have a lot to show for it. That's probably the biggest disappointment, more so than anything else. You know, we've played some really good games. We've played very well at times. But still, we managed to do something that has cost us opportunities to win football games, and that's not good enough.
Coaches, we take our first look now at the Atlanta Falcons. What kind of a team is this, and how have they been able to win so many of their close games?
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that because they're a little bit opposite of us right now. You know, they've had a couple of fortunate things happen for them, where us on the inverse, we've had some bad things that have happened, some things that are very untimely, you know, whether it be a fumble here, a penalty there. You know, a missed interception in some cases. You know, we've had opportunities. Football comes down to a matter of four or five plays a game, whether you make those four or five plays or they make those four or five plays. If you don't capitalize on your opportunities, you're going to lose football games, and unfortunately, we've done it a couple times.
It's obvious right now, you know, we didn't accomplish what we set out to do, but we still have opportunity to right some of our wrongs. And this would go a long way in us doing that, you know, and winning this game. A team that's very hot right now, they're 11-1, and, you know, they've done what they needed to do, you know, up to this point. But it's all about what we're capable of doing and what we're going to go out and do this week.
Well, you know, we let that one go. We let them out of our hands. So, you know, this game, come in, right mindset, right focus, you know, reading our keys and responsibilities and do what we did. You know, the first game, hopefully we can, you know, be better at closing this thing out. You know, I know those guys, they're still remembering the last game we played them as well, you know. So we got to keep continuing doing what we're doing and things work out for us.
That's always a good game, you know. Anytime we play any division team, you know, it'll always be a good game. You know, it'll be a lot of intense playing out there, you know, just being in the division and playing different teams, your rival team, I guess, so to say.
How do you beat the Atlanta Falcons? It's only happened once this season. The Panthers came close 2 months ago. Can they close the deal Sunday? Eugene and Coach break it down next. Also, lace the shoes up tight. Let's play 60. This exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers Television Network is brought to you in part by Bank of America. Panthers checking only from Bank of America.
Newton ready, has the snap. Backs up, looking. Fastball, left side, complete. First down, Carolina. Olsen stays on his feet and will score a touchdown.
Well, welcome back to the Panthers Huddle. I'm Eugene Robinson. I'm here with Coach Back in September, I thought you guys played an exceptional game against the Atlanta Falcons. And what I want to do is take you through two plays, Coach. The first one is a sack. And what I want to do is I want to highlight one of your guys who had an exceptional game. Take us through this sack, Coach, and what is going on.
Well, really, the biggest thing that's happening here, Eugene, is it has a lot to do with the coverage as well. But first and foremost, the get-off by the four defensive linemen. You know, they're in an open formation. They've got one back in the backfield, so we know there's not going to be a lot of double teams. Charles is nice and wide, so for the most part, with the back on the opposite side, Charles has a feeling that he's going to be one-on-one. So what he's going to do is he's going to convert from speed to power. He's going to start up the field, and then he's going to turn square into the tackle and just drive the tackle all the way back to the quarterback.
So he's going up the field, and he's going to smash that guy down.
Absolutely. And the nice thing is you look in the secondary, you see where all the coverage is. We're basically going to go ahead and we're going to play quarters across the back, and then we're going to match the three inside receivers with the linebackers, which is going to allow for the pass rush to get to the quarterback.
And this is what I like about this. We'll speed this deal up here. I like about this beautiful pass rush here by Charles, and stop it right here. Coach, this smash, that's what we were talking about.
Exactly.
And then also on the edge. There's nowhere to go, and the only thing Matt has to do, he has to step up in the middle of the pocket. He has no choice.
Absolutely. And the nice thing is, too, is you see DeJuan, what he'll do is he'll settle into the mode where he and Greg Hardy are going to contain the inside of the pocket, which does not allow the quarterback to step up and get away from Charles. That's something we didn't have last year. This year we're starting to see it, especially with the use of DeJuan Edwards and using Greg Hardy as the 2-3 techniques. We can get that middle push, allow our outside rushers to get to the quarterback.
And no place, as you saw, to throw the ball. And, Coach, the second play I want to look at is a run by D'Angelo. And this is a beautiful run. But before the run, what is going on? Look at the box. What is actually going on, Coach?
Well, really what they're showing you is they're showing you a 7-man box. So what's going to happen is as we start this play, okay, Cam has the option based on what he sees to either throw the ball outside or hand it off. He knows, though, that once the ball snapped, we're going to get outside movement from Greg. Okay, up here at the top, he's going to work this way, and he'll pull a defender. So that'll make it a 6-man box. Cam knows he doesn't have to throw the ball outside because these guys are locked up one-on-one. With the 6 in the box, we have enough for hat on hat. All D'Angelo has to do is make a move here and make one guy miss, and now he's at the safety level.
And you're absolutely right, and I love this. You see the control. You see your guy going out. We got him outside pulling this defender out the way. It's a 6-man box now. And now you can put work in.
Exactly. And what has to happen is once D'Angelo gets through the crease, he has to make this safety miss. And what he's going to do is he's just going to work this way, and then he'll make his cut off of where the safety ends up.
Can't tackle him. Touchdown. Mick, that's the type of running that we're looking for against the Atlanta Falcons. Just that alone.
Good stuff, Genie Rob. What you and Coach are saying makes an awful lot of sense. And to be successful Sunday against the Falcons, the Panthers need a group of young players to contribute in big ways. Already this season, we've seen guys like Josh Norman, Frank Alexander, and Josh Thomas play crucial roles on the field. And our Panthers insider, Mike Kraft, has more now on the growing influence of the Panthers team of young guns.
So Kansas City has defeated the Carolina Panthers. The Chiefs improved to 2-10. Carolina falls to 3-9. A disappointing day here in the city of Fountains.
At this point in the season, with a 3-9 record, the chance of having a winning season passed, head coach Ron Rivera and his staff will turn their focus towards building for the future. Now, that doesn't mean the final four games of the season are a complete waste. In fact, consider the stretch run the beginning of the 2013 season, when coaches will give less experienced players a chance to be seen.
Some that you have opportunity to get your name out there. Some guys, young guys can step up, make some big plays, and get ready for next year. We don't know what's going to happen next year, either here or not, but get some good film out there. So it's always the key. Coach Nelson lets some young guys step up and get some playing time.
Some, like safety DJ Campbell, will get a shot because of attrition. The rookie safety out of Cal has been pressed into service because of the injury to Sherrod Martin.
Things changed pretty quick, especially in the situation I was thrown in, being right there on the goal line. It was crunch time, basically, on the goal line. So they changed pretty quick. I had to grow up pretty quick, and I stepped up to the challenge, and I think I did well.
Josh Thomas knows how valuable these reps can be down the stretch. He has seen his playing time increase steadily after the injury to Chris Gamble.
Yeah, special teams. I got some extra opportunities in special teams, and I did capitalize on them. And that carries over to the next season. Coach is saying that what you've done on tape, you're building your resume every day. So the opportunities that you get, you're going to see a lot of new guys, new faces, new names, you know, get an opportunity.
Others like Armon Smith will attempt to stake their claim after being elevated from the practice squad. Except for a cameo appearance in preseason, coaches have very little to go on when evaluating the second year back out of Union College.
Without a doubt, Coach Rivera said, he wants people to make the best of their opportunities. They called me yesterday, I just want to take my chance and don't look back.
Smith, along with Thomas Austin, know that nothing is guaranteed. They will have to make the most of any opportunity, no matter how small.
For me, this is like week one. I mean, I'm just trying to improve every day and get better at my techniques and my calls. And, if that leads to playing time, then great. I don't make those decisions. So, it is time for some young guys to step up. And if we get an opportunity, you got to make the most of it.
This is Mike Kraft for the Panthers Huddle.
Buy and sell worry-free with NFL Ticket Exchange at NFL.com. Powered by Ticketmaster. The Panthers Huddle with Ron Rivera continues with a Bojangles Rewind.
Fakes to Williams, goes right side, complete to Greg Olsen, 25 to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, the 5, and a touchdown, right corner of the end zone. Big play, Cam Newton, short drop, pumps right, lofts the pass left side, the fade route, Steve Smith hauls it in, and it's going to be a touchdown. What a play. Deep drop by Quinn. He's being pressured. He is sacked at the 20-yard line. Finally, the Carolina Panthers get the running play. The Panthers, Keekly has Pillis tackled and throws him down back at the 40-yard line. On first and goal from the two, it's Hillis. Over right tackle. Touchdown. Here's the fourth down play. Quinn to throw. Quinn looks end zone. He's got a receiver open. It is caught for the touchdown. The Chiefs retake the lead. Newton short drop. Sets for a throw. Caught on a slant. Touchdown, Carolina Panthers. So Kansas City has defeated the Carolina Panthers. The Chiefs improved to 2-10. Carolina falls to 3-9. A disappointing day here in the city of Fountains. The unhappy total from Kansas City, Chiefs 27, Panthers 21.
Now, back to Bank of America Stadium and head coach Ron Rivera.
Still with us here in the Panthers huddle, the head coach of the Panthers, Ron Rivera. Coach, got a growing number of injuries now forcing you to make some roster moves. Sherrod Martin, Antoine Applewhite, both to IR. How will this affect your team's preparation?
Well, you know what's happened, Mick, is it just means we're going to play more younger guys. You know, as I made a statement earlier about giving guys the opportunity to play more extended period of time on the field, which we've already seen. We've seen Joe Adams get more opportunities, Armani Edwards get more opportunities. You know, defensively, we've been giving a lot of young guys opportunities. Now we're going to get DJ Campbell out on the football field a little bit more. So really, you know, through the injuries and just the opportunity to see what young players do, this all necessitates a chance that these guys are going to get to show us what they can do as football players.
Any roster moves this week, Coach, spurned by the injuries that excite you?
Yes. You know, we activated Armon Smith, who I really want to watch and see how he does as far as a returner. We've activated Thomas Austin as an offensive lineman, see if he gets a chance to show what he can do. We brought Mario Addison off of the practice squad from the Redskins, who's a rusher. With the loss of Antoine Applewhite, this will give Mario an opportunity to show us what he can do as a football player.
Coach, how's Luke Kuechly developed as a leader? Fans can see he's a good football player, but what kind of leadership voice does this young man have?
You know, he's starting to speak out more and more to his defensive teammates, which I think is outstanding. It's kind of neat to watch him take charge in the huddle, on the sidelines, in the meeting rooms, on the practice field. And that's what you're looking for from your middle linebacker. And I think eventually what will happen is we'll start seeing it spill over to the team as well. And I think with the development of Cam Newton as our quarterback and Luke Kuechly as our quarterback on the defense, I think we have two young guys that can really take this team over for a number of years.
years. You mentioned your second-year quarterback. Are you still seeing him trending up, as you might say?
Absolutely. You know, what's interesting was on Monday we did our evaluations of our players from the games, and one of the neat things that I thought Mike Shula brought up was you could see the progression of Cam's development as a quarterback in the pocket, going through his reads, going through the succession of you know, going from one receiver to the other, you know, spotlighting this guy, recognizing the coverage, and then bam, going to the other side of the field. As you see him develop, you see him make those types of throws and decisions, you know that he most certainly is trending up.
You're on the prowl with the Carolina Panthers and Pepsi. Pepsi, born in the Carolinas.
Today was an exciting day for the Carolina Panthers. It was our annual NFL Play 60 Super School visit, and today we were here at Pinewood Elementary School in Charlotte, North Carolina.
How long does it take to burn off a large order of French fries if you were dancing? Judges, they say C, 2.5 hours. Is that correct? That is correct!
The NFL selected their school as the Carolina Panthers Play 60 Super School champion. They were selected out of all other school entries in the region, and it was based on their commitment to physical fitness and making healthy eating choices.
We promote a fruit and a vegetable of the month, and we also really talk a lot about being healthy and being active.
Definitely a positive message, letting kids know that you know you need to get out of the house and stop playing video games and be active. You know, the obesity rate is way too high right now. So I think this is something great that the NFL is putting on, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Nice catch. Good hands.
An additional exciting element around today's event is that Pinewood has been awarded a $10,000 fitness grant from the Carolina Panthers and the NFL, and we think it's just a terrific way to provide a school that is really serving as a model for others, giving them additional resources to continue their innovative programming that serves their students.
The team does such a good job getting the kids excited about exercise. The NFL obviously is making a big push for it.
Huddle continues with your host, Eugene Robinson.
Well, welcome back to the Panthers Huddle. The Atlanta Falcons are 11-1 and have won more than their fair share of close games, including the Panthers' trip to Atlanta back in September, a 30-28 loss in the final minute. You remember that play? I'm telling you right now, the Falcons are beatable, and it can happen on Sunday, right here at Bank of America Stadium. It's time to go into the enemy camp. Atlanta put a chokehold in the NFC South Division last week, dropping the New Orleans Saints at home 23-13. The Falcons' defense picked off 5 Drew Brees passes, ending his NFL record 54 consecutive games with a touchdown pass. Safety William Moore had 2 of the 5 interceptions, one coming on a bootleg, the second coming on a go route. And then it's Johnny Abraham who capped off the defensive effort with a huge sack on Brees. Abraham now has 10 sacks on the season. Atlanta's offense performance was efficient, with Matt Ryan throwing for 165 yards and a touchdown to Tony Gonzalez. Now, running back Michael Turner, he rushed 12 times for 83 yards and a score.
Like Coach said earlier in the show, Atlanta, Carolina, it has been kind of a tale of two seasons. Atlanta has won their close games, Coach. What is it like trying to prepare to play a team that's playing with the kind of confidence that Atlanta will bring?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Mickey, you bring that up, because teams like that, all of a sudden, good things do happen. And I think you've got a great example of that, Eugene, coming up.
Yeah, it's a play here that you think that the Saints should win the game. They had 5 interceptions, and it just shows how well these guys are playing and capitalizing on some of the mistakes that the other teams are doing. And, Coach, here it is. This is a dash. We're going to stop the dash. The dash is the quarterback's going to get outside here, this pocket. And you never, ever want that quarterback to throw off his back foot and to throw the ball back across the grain of the field, because it typically gets intercepted.
Absolutely. And what's going to happen on this particular play, Eugene, like you've talked about, is, you know, they're going to start moving the quarterback this way because they're expecting pressure. And what happens is there really is no pressure, so the quarterback's going to limit his field of vision, and he's going to have to go down here and throw his field of vision this way.
Gotcha.
Unfortunately for Drew, he doesn't like what he sees, and what he tries to do is he tries to hit this receiver coming back across. The problem with that is you're going to see is exactly
that guy right there.
And what they're doing is they're playing a cover 3. the safety showing cover two, and at the last second after the ball snapped, after the initial read, the safety will drop down into the zone in the seam, and he's going to make the play on the crosser that will be coming late.
And the guy we're talking about making that drop down here is that safety right here who got eyes on the quarterback.
Well, the thing that's interesting about this play, too, is, as we talked about it, is as Drew gets outside, he's reading this side of the field, as I said earlier, and he does not like what he sees. And because of that, he makes the fatal mistake of throwing across his body to this receiver. And as you showed earlier, here comes the safety to make the big play.
And this is the type of plays that Atlanta have been coming up with by the hair of their chinny-chin-chin, but it was a mistake by Drew Brees. Not a great play by Moore. He should make that interception. I'm expecting to make that interception. But it was a mistake by Drew Brees that cost the Saints a chance to win the football game.
So how are they doing it, Coach? It's more to Atlanta than just Matt Ryan and their great receivers and Michael Turner. Are they playing opportunistic defense like you and Eugene just showed?
Absolutely, Mick. You know, when they've gotten opportunities to make plays, they've made plays. And that's the thing. Teams that are right now on a roll, that are hot, those things happen for them. Teams that aren't, hey, they miss their opportunities. They don't take advantage of their opportunities to win football games. It's a matter of five plays. That's one of the five plays. As Eugene said, there were five interceptions in this game that kept New Orleans from beating Atlanta. Think about it. He throws one less at any point in time. Hey, the Saints could have beat Atlanta in Atlanta.
And don't forget, you also have to account for that guy, Abraham, who's playing outstanding ball.
Yes.
But Jordan Gross is familiar with Johnny Abraham. I love our matchup, and I think right now this is the game right here getting after these cats because we own one. I'm just saying, we own one. There you go.
All right, Eugene has predicted a win. It's an NFC South Division battle. The Panthers and the Falcons right here at Bank of America Stadium. We'll kick it off at about 1. Fox Sports has got the TV broadcast, but you join Eugene, me, along with Jim Zocchi for our call of the game on the radio side on your local Carolina Panthers radio network station. Coach, do you feel like you owe these guys?
Yes.
Will revenge be in the Panthers' hearts on
Without
Sunday?
A doubt. You know, Mick, I said it comes down to five plays. We've got to make five big plays.
All right, good luck in the ballgame, Coach. Thanks for your time. For Coach Ron Rivera, for Eugene Robinson, our entire Huddle team, too, we appreciate seeing you every week, and we'll look forward to racking it up and doing it all over again next week right here inside the Panthers Huddle.
You've been watching the Panthers Huddle, a copyrighted presentation of the Carolina Panthers and the NFL.